Hooray for Davey.
David. Football. Football David.
The Dave Dameshek Football Program. Available on Apple Podcasts and at NFL.com/DDFP. Now here's your host, Dave Dameshek.
Hi and hello, football fans. It's your old pal Dave, Dave Dameshek. I hope all's well wherever you are here in Studio 66. We are ready to roll on the game of football and perhaps even more importantly, on the game of life. You just heard the voice of one Mo Dameshek, big-time fan of this particular program. She paid us a visit last week. Make sure you go back and listen to that. A lot of good stuff involved in that one. In fact, she rated who's more handsome, Dave Dameshek or... I'm spoiler alert. I'm going to pull back the curtain. She put Dave over John Hamm, over Tom Brady, over Jimmy Kimmel and others. And Jimmy Kimmel, of all the people who lost in this head-to-head, per Mo Dameshek, was the only one to react to it negatively. He was cross. He took to the Twitter to mention what he called.
What'd he say?
That's something about reverse edible complex and it providing a disturbing look into my psyche. You know what Mo Dameshek said when she saw that one? She said, "I've seen Jimmy with his mother." That was her response. Take that, Kimmel. Your move.
That's a pretty strong list, by the way.
I know, and
Brady,
swept.
Kimmel, of course, she swept.
I swept. The one that she had the toughest time with was me or handsome Hank Hodgson, who will be along momentarily. In the meantime,
because she feels some loyalty to Hank.
Yeah, in what sense?
Why? Well, because she probably knows him. He works with you.
I thought you were insinuating something.
No, not at all. Various. What would I possibly be insinuating?
I don't know, but let's say hello to the man seated to my immediate left now. He is the face of NFL media. He is the most handsome devil, or about as handsome a devil, as these two eyes have ever drunken in.
That's another one that gets me.
I know. We were just having some
grammar. I'd say drank.
Drank in?
Yeah, drank.
He's
drunk
one of the, in. He's maybe the most handsome devil I've ever drank in. Is that right? That doesn't seem right, MV.
I just
Come
wouldn't
on.
Say it.
You're our head writer. You're supposed to clear up all these grammatical issues.
I would say drunken in. Y'all look into
drunken
it. It's definitely
in.
An issue of past participles. Yeah. The past perfect.
I have a lot
so
of
we'll
trouble with that.
Anyway, you see him on Total Access Monday through Friday. I don't know, maybe even beyond. And he also calls MMA action. He's a man of action himself. It's Dan Helly. What's the poop, fella?
So glad to be here for the first time in almost 2 years.
You've been invited. Don't act like the invite hasn't been extended.
Not true. I see everybody else on this show.
I'm busy. I've got a lot of importance talking to you on the network with our Hall of Famers.
I hear everybody else on this show, but it's good to be back.
Mike Irvin and Reggie Payne's coming along.
You're going to give me
Reggie
a complex.
Payne's coming along, and here comes my partner in crime, Lindsay Rose.
That's how you sound on TV.
I'm going to change up my open now.
Oh, by the way, go back and listen to the Mike Daniels episode from last week as well. We had a gangbusters time with number 76. Great move, your pal, Alvin Kamara, a UT guy. You're a big Tennessee fan, Helly.
Uh-huh.
They both deserve credit for being cagey fellas when it came time to choose out their jersey number. 41 for Kamara, 76 for Mike Daniels. Why is that a smart move? Because nobody really famous has either one of those numbers. Now – they get to be the greatest of all time. Alvin Kamara, I talked with him about this at the Super Bowl. He is right now perhaps the greatest 41 in NFL history.
Well, give me some runners-up.
Terrence Newman is one.
Terrence Newman has to be a greater 41 than Alvin Kamara after 1 year of service in the
NFL. One's a rookie of the year.
Terrence Newman has played 18 years in the NFL.
All right, I didn't realize you were going to summon a defense for.
I love Kamara, but you can't be the greatest after 1 year.
All right, what if he does anything?
RG3 was rookie of the year.
Touche. Ah, that's why it wounds you the way it does, is because
sticks in my craw.
Yeah, as a Redskins fan, let's talk about that. I have a lot. Oh, you know what? Let's get to the news. Actually, then I want to talk to you about your Redskins loyalties and your DC in general loyalties. Let's get to the news, though. Wait, here he comes.
Oh, wow!
Come on in.
He's here already.
Come on
I mean,
in.
We're only 5 minutes into the show.
Well, where we could be more into the show.
And Handsome
than that.
Hank and decides to show up.
What a prima donna. Who do you think you are?
I have 13 minutes until my next meeting. I'm glad
people
you can
loved,
make it.
People loved Handsome Hank's legendary. It really has already ascended to legendary status here on the DDFP. A week ago, when Mike Daniels was in with us, Helly, we cut the show short. We didn't know why. And then I got a text from Handsome saying that he got sick. He vomited.
You did?
In the second floor restroom here at NFL Media, and that was just the start of a spellbinding tale. Again, go back and listen to it. The one with Mike Daniels in it. Wait, no, is that one? No, it's the one. I'm sorry.
It's the one after.
It's the one with Mo in there, but it's preceded by the tale of Handsome vomiting all over
California. Los Angeles.
Did you go home right away?
Well, he threw up on the 405. You got to listen to the whole story.
I've known a lot of people that have thrown up on the 405.
Is that something you've ever done?
No.
Ed Hockley retired. Let's get into the news here. I wanted to do some news. Excellent. So the first news item is Ed Hockley retired.
Yep.
The guy, you know, he likes to show his guns. I wanted to share a quick anecdote. About 6 years ago, I was out at a football game in Chicago, Soldier Field, just remade and all that. And I'm standing on the field 45 minutes before kickoff. And Ed Hockley is running towards me, and I have a cameraman with me. We're shooting some stuff, usual foolishness. As he comes by, I go into my pocket and I take out a $1 bill and I pull it out betwixt my fingers and I go, hey, ref, let's make sure the home team has a good day today. You know, funny, a cute little joke because it's a dollar
not that
bill.
Funny. Well, not that funny to an NFL referee. Yeah,
Well, Hockley doesn't see it's a one, and he did not receive my little joke with a laugh. Let me just say that.
You really did that?
Yeah, you think that's bad?
Yeah.
It's a $1 bill. It's a joke. If it were something, if it were any higher denomination, then I could see.
He said if it was a 20, it would have been bad. But since it was one, it was okay.
Listen, I think that's everything. That's the joke, is that it's funny. A couple NFL officials came out a couple minutes later.
When you say officials, you mean security officials, not
officials. In the Navy,
not the side
judges. With the shield on their jackets. Sir, who do you work with? Work where you work. Well, I don't know what that means.
Work where you work.
I work at the NFL. Can you please tell Mr. Hockley that it was a joke and it was a $1 bill and I have a lot of children?
I think it's funny that you have this story because isn't Dan, like, hasn't he helped you out of a situation that ended in with a similar problem?
I mean, listen.
How many times roughly in your NFL career has that happened?
Before he even said so much as hello, I'm Dan Helly. I come from Washington, D.C., where I was the sports anchor for Channel 6 WATZ.
Yes.
It's Channel 4, but go ahead.
Whatever it was. Anyway, yes, he has. Yes, he is. So I loved him there, but then on top of that,
I don't think he's going to tell that story.
I don't think
his decency. I'm not ready to tell that story yet.
Give it another year or two.
How many times have you had to be rescued from a situation like that?
By
someone, whether it's by your own cunning or by
somebody that you work with.
In the case that Dan Helly literally had to,
someone had
from,
to step
from
in
the jaws
and
of
had to vouch
of sure
for me.
Doom. Yeah.
Two dozen?
Yeah. Anyone else in the room? Any?
Listen, I like to crack wise. Sometimes I get into a little bit of trouble. Helly, what do you want to do? You want to do – we can do a little trivia with you while you're here. We only have so much time. You have any Ed Hockley memories you'd like to share?
You know, I haven't had a ton of interactions with Ed Hockley, but it's interesting that he's moving out. His son's moving in, becoming a head referee.
That is funny.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, he was an official already, being elevated to head referee. So we will have a Hockley in the referee ranks, even though Ed is moving on out.
Is Ed Junior as jacked as Ed Senior?
That's a great question. I'm sure we're going to find out.
Well,
shortly.
Well, I'm trying to think of there have to be some good examples of this, of guys who are like Hall of Fame level players, and then their children come up and they're good, but they're not as good as the old man, and that's got to create some.
Well, Chris Long immediately comes to mind, right? Like how he's a Hall of Famer. Chris Long has been a really good player,
yeah,
for many years, and now is still a good player, but he's not going to be a Hall of Famer.
Whoa.
what's a Chris Long ever do to you?
Well, no,
that's
Chris
right.
Chris Long's
that's
great.
A, that's a fine.
That's pretty accurate, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's
totally
a fine example. That's a good example. Wonder. Yeah. So does the younger Hockley feel obliged now to support the family name and get jacked over the
summer? Well,
I think
one of the things that made Ed so unique was his age, right?
Right.
He was how 50 plus, let's say, and a beast. And still super fit. Like, if somebody's out there and they're 35 and they're super fit, it's not as special.
Right. He'll definitely fit into, you know, you sometimes see those ads on TV. I think it's an NFL Network ad where there's an older gentleman who's been taking some kind of supplement, but with his shirt off.
There's that one guy in particular.
Yeah, there's
that
one
we
guy.
See
you see him everywhere, and I don't know what. I don't know why. You've met that guy.
I met the bald guy.
Yeah, he's bald, and he's wears.
And he's like 70, and he's a doctor.
Super tan.
He's like ripped. Really ripped.
He is jacked, that
right.
guy, Hockley in real
could,
life.
That's
yes.
what I was saying. Like, he's probably, maybe he's 80 now. Maybe Hockley just fits
or,
right there.
Or who hires Hockley to be their
TV
official in the
right.
booth?
Ooh.
Now, Fox already has two.
Right.
Maybe CBS. Maybe NBC.
What about?
It's a good call.
Yeah, maybe the NFL.
Maybe Fox hires another one for the Thursday night package.
Right.
Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Who knows?
Helly, I want to capitalize on the rare opportunity we have.
Because he's from the capital.
You. That's right.
Most powerful city in the world. Don't right. forget it.
I am Dad Helly.
Is that how he sound? Like, he's done that now 14 times. This is starting to piss me off.
The Nats are hot. With their all-world.
I might walk out shortly after
that's
you
fine.
Walked in.
Their all-world number one pitcher, Steven Strasburg, positively dealing tonight.
First of all, Strasburg. So, you know what's funny? You never hear yourself like other people hear yourself. I was listening to a very popular sports.
You don't find anything like
I know.
That's fine.
I hope not. Sports talk radio show guy today. And for some reason, he was dragging out every word. And it was really bothering me.
Right.
And it's so much so that, you know, I never critique or criticize generally another member of the media.
Let's get to the action of the frozen water.
Not to do that.
Frozen H2O in our nation's capital. Ovi on a roll. What else is new? Am I right, everybody? The Grade 8 lit it up.
Oh, my God.
Lit the lamp not once, not twice, thrice.
Is this what I come on for?
That's what you
I don't
do.
Know what's
this
happening.
Kind
that's
of abuse?
You. That's you on the air.
That's not me.
That's your thing. You have your own patois.
Hank, is that me?
It's not you.
Okay,
but
thanks.
I like I said, I want to talk to
Dave
Helly.
Dave doesn't
but
have a memorable voice in any way, so I'm sure there's nothing, no caricature. But
his voice is memorable, actually.
I want to say, handsome, I'm watching The Wiggles last night. Your kids are a little too old, probably, Helly, for The Wiggles.
I've never watched The Wiggles. What is
Well, we were watching, and a disturbing little thing happened that I had to go back and back and back and keep watching it until I figured out what it was. They're singing the ABCs, and they finish it off with WXYZ or Z.
Z.
That's what they do. Z. It's Z or Z. Are you aware that Handsome's weirdo countrymen call a Z a Z?
Z.
Didn't know that.
Never knew about that one.
Was this kid 8 or 9 for you that was singing the song? Since you have so many children.
Oh, I see. I get the bit.
Good one.
It was a little
like
muddled,
that.
But it eventually broke through that.
Because it could have been the could have referred to
like
the
8 or 9 year old.
Yeah, I got
the 8th or 9th child.
The 8th or 9th child.
No, look, you're getting some chuckles back behind the glass. There, it's working out for you. Do you watch The Bachelor, Helly?
No, I can't. I know some people have these Bachelor watch parties, and I try to like parachute in for an episode, and I can't make it through.
Kent Brown, one of our producers, his mom calls in and leaves great, great voicemails about pop culture events.
Really?
She's in Turtle Creek near my parents in Pittsburgh. Here, she left a message about the Monday Night Bachelor. It was quite melodramatic, apparently.
Hey, those rumors were true. He told that girl that he wants to break the engagement and he wants to have a chance with the other girl and blah, 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 blah. He's a real I don't like him.
Whoa.
But anyway, tomorrow night, it's going to be a Bachelor. All three of them are going to sit on stage. So I don't know if he proposed to that other one. Tomorrow night, it's going to be on again from 8 to 10. So I have to watch it again tomorrow night to find out. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. She's from Pittsburgh, clearly. She also took in the Academy Awards on Sunday night. Let's hear her little review of that.
Hey, how about the two Guillermos, huh? That Guillermo from Jimmy Kimmel. And then that Guillermo del Toro one. Okay, if I don't talk to you tonight, I'll talk to you tomorrow. But that Shape of Water, I mean, I don't even know if I want to see it. But I'm glad Francis McDormand won. All right, bye.
That's amazing.
That's
who's
great.
Who's Kent?
Kent Brown.
Kent
got,
Brown.
Got the crew cut.
I would love to receive messages like that from my mom. That's, yeah. I think that's amazing.
That's nice, right?
Yeah, and just the accent, not, and the whole
I
deal.
Mean, I haven't watched any of The Bachelor, but I'm not sure I'm following it any better now from Kent's mom's review there.
The two Guillermos.
The two guy and the guy who did the thing.
You ain't seen the Guillermos. There was the Del Toro, and then there was the Guillermo from Jimmy Kimmel Live.
And she's going to watch it again. The whole two-hour episode of The Bachelor.
I know. No. There's an update.
Oh, there's an update. Okay.
Tuesday,
all right, very
depending
good.
Depending on when you're listening. Okay,
that's uber aggressive.
Next up, Dan Helley. Do you think it's wrong in a vacuum that if I were to tell you that there's an American person, you know, somebody who loves American sport, but there was a circumstance that in the Olympics, you know, the Winter Games just ended, the 2018 version, but I think it was 8 years ago, the U.S. and Canada played in the final, the men's final at the Olympics. And I didn't root for Canada.
You talking hockey right now?
Hockey.
Okay.
I didn't root for and Handsome Yu is a U.K. person who's really expatriated himself from his homeland and embraced the red, white, and blue instead.
Or maybe just the red and white in this case.
Could be. Well, I didn't cheer. I wasn't cheering for Canada fully. Some people got that a little sideways, but I was not sad when Sidney Crosby scored for Canada to vanquish my homeland of America because I am a Pittsburgh Penguins fan. Was that weird in your book?
Well, I thought you were going to say because we decided not to use NHL players and that was something that was deserved because we weren't using our best players in the Olympics.
Well, I'll tell you, as far as that goes, well, I'll answer that question in a minute
okay.
For you.
I'm going way back. But you're talking that,
okay to...
No, country over everything.
I can't be happy that my guy scored the goal?
You can be happy, but that's different to support.
I cheered. Listen, it wasn't an intellectual choice. My heart and my gut told me how to feel, and they both proclaimed with glee when 87
scored
the game.
Have you ever, let's say at a Steelers game, if another team scored a great touchdown, an 80-yard run or a one-handed catch, have you ever cheered?
No, but I have felt happy that a guy I had in fantasy playing the Steelers scored. That's why I try not to start those guys. Against the Steelers, because I don't want that conflict.
Yeah, this is worse than that. This is worse than rooting for a fantasy score over your own.
Well, I asked someone who had a hand in that event. His name is Sidney Crosby, and this is true. Here is Sidney Crosby answering this very important question.
I got a lot of heat because I'm an American guy, Pittsburgh Penguin guy through and through. And when the game went to overtime in the Olympics, I said out loud that I don't want any Canadian to score, but if Crosby can score the game winner, I'll be over the moon. Then you did, and I cheered loudly, and I was called unpatriotic. Where did you come from?
You know what? I appreciate that, but I heard a couple of boos when I came back after that game. So, I understand. I know how it goes, but that was an unbelievable experience. So. Thanks for having my back there.
That's right. You know, I was really cheering. It was red, white, and blue, sure, but I was cheering for black and gold that day, right?
Yeah, you know what? Why not?
You know, black and gold wasn't playing.
That's funny.
I totally
did. Black, you know, and gold, I feel over red, white, and blue.
I feel like he was completely just letting you have your moment, but I think he even disagreed with you.
Spaghetti, what do you think?
What you did is disgusting.
Ah,
I remember that game, every single second of that game, and Crosby was enemy number one for me for a very long time. It's terrible you did that. Terrible.
Well, we are on the same wavelength.
Sorry
there.
To disappoint.
Eddie, do you like hockey?
I love hockey. Right, mad, I love the Rangers.
What's your team?
The Rangers. But the Rangers, I have Rangers play all over. Henrik Lundqvist played for Sweden. I'm not rooting for Sweden. I was rooting for USA. I rooted for Zach Parise, who was a devil because he was playing on Team USA and he was our best player that year.
Yes, it's about the red, white, and blue. I didn't root for Russia because of Ovi.
Remember, this was 8 years ago. Well, that would be a little bit different. But also, don't
disagree.
Shrug at that.
Disagree.
Canada is not our arch rival, although some people in the news seem to want to position Canada as now a foe of ours.
You're trading for iron.
Yeah, that's right. They're going to get theirs.
They're going to get the best of
us, will you, Canada? Listen,
8 years ago, I was happy for 87 because this added to his legend, you see. It imbued him with a greater level of confidence in critical moments, which have now paid off for the black and gold. Don't you see? It was a long play on my part. This meant a great deal to him. Meantime, your guy, Ovechkin, has never scored a big goal in, on any level, and as a result, he doesn't know what to do when he gets into critical moments. 87 summons back to that moment when he's when all the marbles, when the medal was on the line, and he won. Now he's a, I know, I've been here before. Old hat to me. I'm going to do it again.
You're painting with a very broad brush. Never scored a big goal before, Alex Ovechkin.
All right.
Very broad brush, and I don't appreciate it. I'm a guest on the show.
Can't hold that brush. Crosby can't hold that brush because he's got Stanley Cups in all his hands. You know, he can't be painting. Has no time for that.
Unfortunately, I don't think it's going to happen this year either.
I don't think so for your team as well. Next up, let's do it while Dan Helly's still here. Let's get into a little trivia, shall we?
So get together and canoodle. We got the whole kit and caboodle.
Boodle.
And while the questions, they may be futile, it's time for you to use your noodle.
With your host, Eddie Spaghetti.
Noodle.
Take it over, Eddie Spaghetti.
All right, while we still have Dan here, a little Super Bowl wrap-up for us. There have been 45 NFL players that have been named Super Bowl MVP. Oh. Name those players.
Oh, wow. This is going to be a cakewalk.
45 players.
There's zero way I could ever lose this. Unless the person seated next to me could also reel off every single one of them. That's the only way right. anybody could beat me. Who's going to start here? Let's start with our guest here. Dan, want me to start? Okay, I'll start it off. Bart Starr, times two. Ding, ding. Dan Helly, you're up.
Tom Brady, times five, four.
Okay.
Give me some Terry Bradshaw.
Okay. The only trick for me is to not – I got to pay attention to what you guys are saying so that I don't name something.
Yeah, you're not very good at that.
Franco Harris. To...
All right. Let's go Marcus Allen.
It's a weird pronunciation, but it counts nevertheless.
I'm going to go with Larry Sonka.
Very nice. Do I try now to take all of the ones that I know Handsome and Helly will get?
You can
like,
try.
For instance, John Riggins. He would get him, but now I can't take him because he's already been named.
You already got him.
Super Bowl
that's
17,
you.
So you can't do that.
You already named him.
Yes,
got
I did. Right.
Yeah.
So he's off for you.
All right, I'll go Eli.
Eli who? All right, they gave it to you. All right, go ahead.
I'm going to take Jake Scott.
Oh, Handsome. Good for you.
Well, because I knew you were coming after him next. Right. So that's what I figured I would take.
I mean, I could just hang out in the 20 and down the rest of the way here and defeat you
exactly.
guys. I know I have enough ammo to vanquish the likes of you guys. But you know what? Just for fun, I'll take him off the board just to show I have some range. I'm going to take Hines Ward off the board right now.
You want range?
I'm interested in it. I'm rooting for you, kid.
Dexter Jackson.
Oh!
Whoa. That's a good one.
Handsome?
While we're playing in that world, why don't I take Malcolm Smith?
Ooh, that's good.
You guys like that world. I can dance Larry Brown.
Yeah. That was the next one in that world, exactly.
All right. Let's go... Why am I?
I could just go on and on.
I know. Hold
you
on.
Can't
there's
just
one,
go on and on.
There's one particular guy I'm thinking about right now, and it's really bothering me. I can't get him. All right, Doug Williams.
Okay.
Good for you.
I'm going to take a little known guy named Joe Montana. Won a couple of those guys.
That's a good one to take off the board, and I'm already what I swore I wouldn't let happen has already happened. I'm not sure if you've said a couple of these names.
Great.
So I'm going to take Len Dawson off the board right now.
Good job.
Troy Aikman.
Mmm. Jerry Rice.
Oh. Broadway Joe. Shouldn't have gotten it, but he did.
Yeah.
God.
Nobody said these. My only concern is, did somebody say these already?
This is what always happens, David. I've lost three in a row this way. I think you're on a like at least a two game losing streak.
It's embarrassing that I can't keep it straight. I'm so vain that I get caught up in my own head that I don't listen to you guys.
Did we say Len Dawson? We did say Len.
You know what? That was a question. He's our guest. He's not played the game.
That's not fair.
Go ahead.
We said Len Dawson.
I did say 16 already. Bart Starr was said.
Definitely said.
Bart Starr's not
said.
Bart Starr
was the very first one.
Okay.
You know what? I like Helly, and I'm going to keep.
No, I don't want. A handout.
Helly's done good for me, as we've already covered. One day I'll uncover the things that he's done.
Nick Foles.
That is a good one.
That is a good one.
That would have been close to the end of my thinking. I'm going to go with Aaron Rodgers.
I'm going to take, since we got into a little run there and I was doing something, I'm going to take Santonio off the board here.
That's good. How about Brett Favre?
Bad! I knew it. I know who it is, too. You're not thinking about it, but yeah. When you hear, you're going to be like,
oh, freaking Desmond Howard.
There you go. Yeah. All right, it's a showdown, handsome. Let's go.
I'm going to take John Elway off the board.
Damn it. So mad.
Since we're doing the take receivers off the board, I'll take Deion Branch away from you now, handsome.
Okay. I'm going to take Phil Simms away from you.
Chuck Howley. Ah! Oh, you had it.
He was my wild card there. Was right? I was gonna. That was that. Was, he was. Yeah.
Guys, I gotta run. I hate to leave in the middle of the
going?
Game. I gotta go. I pushed the limit. I'm 9 minutes late for my meeting.
No way.
I've enjoyed it all, but I gotta go.
Did you enjoy it though, Helly? Before you go, I know you're gonna.
I'm really kind of pissed.
Do you know why he didn't enjoy? You know how I know he didn't enjoy it? Because he printed out. This is a beautiful NFL Network card. He printed out because he thought we might discuss this.
No, I didn't print that out.
Franchise and transition tag numbers.
This is what we're talking about today on NFL Total Access.
You thought that might come in handy, and
Helly, you're a pro's pro. Helly, I admire your work.
Thank you. I want you to play.
Give us a quick review from what you've absorbed here in your 20 minutes.
Well, I generally don't absorb anything when I'm on the show, but I want you to try this game on the next podcast, okay? Something that you do on a daily basis or a regular basis that's selfish and you know it, but you do it anyway.
Huh.
I played this game at a dinner party. Mm. Before I leave, I'll tell you what it is that I do. When I go to Starbucks, I don't take the top lid. Because I think somebody else has touched it. I usually go about three deep.
Mm-hmm.
I left a spin class the other day. I was sweaty. I was gross.
I still took the top three.
I took the bottom one. I put them back on. My lid was clean. The top two weren't. But I do it every day.
That, you know what? That doesn't even make a list. Yeah. The guy I've been railing against lately is the guy who spits his gum into the urinal. You know?
Oh, see,
somebody else has to get it. But you act like you don't know that how the plumbing works.
Unlike,
you think it's going to flush away? You know it's not.
Unlike you two highfalutin guys, this guy has been a custodian. I've had to clean that gum out of those urinals before. I'll leave you on that note.
What a man.
Adios, amigos.
Who is that impossibly handsome man plunging the toilet? There he goes. Helly ran out before he gave the show a letter grade. I think
We got the T from Total Access.
All right, now, where did we leave off?
Whose turn was it?
MVP? I did Chuck Howley.
I think it might be my go.
Right. I'm going to go with Dan Hampton.
No. You're thinking in the right position in Super Bowl 20.
Who was it?
The correct
Michael.
Answer is Richard Dent.
Dent! Damn it!
Now, there was once, they once shared the award. The only two guys to ever share the award. Do you know who they were? Super Bowl 12. To get you in the right era there.
I'll remember as soon as you say it, but no, I don't.
Oh, will you? You'll remember both? Randy White and?
The other guy.
Harvey Martin. I could just go on and on. This isn't, it's almost not fair how dominant I am.
Wait, did they count? Congratulations, Dave.
Thank you, handsome. Hey, chai tea latte came up. I could do this, but I don't know how boring it would be. Let me see. I feel like we did this at some point, didn't we? Did I try to reel off all of them? Okay, I'm going to do it right now just for entertainment's sake. First two Super Bowls, Bart Starr. Second, three is Namath. Four is Dawson. Five, Chuck Howley. Six, is it Staubach or is it Bob Lilly? I'm going to say it was Bob Lilly.
No.
It was Staubach?
There's no Lilly on here, so I guess it's Roger Staubach, yeah. Super Bowl six, yeah.
Okay. Yep. Seven was Jake Scott. Eight was Zonka. Nine, Franco. 10 was Lynn Swan. 11 was Fred Biletnikoff. 12, Martin and White. 13 and 14 are Staubach. 15 is Plunkett. 16 is...
13 and 14 are Bradshaw, not Staubach.
I mean, yeah, of course.
Should have been.
Yeah, it should have been. You know, that thank you, handsome. Super Bowl 16 was Montana, 17 Riggins, 18 Marcus, 19 Montana, 20 Richard Dent, and it goes on and on. I mean, should I just go on and on? 21 is Sims, and then Doug Williams. I can go on and on if you want me to.
You need a hobby. That's fine. We can move on.
Yeah, I think we should move on.
Why, that's boring to you? To my knowledge bores you, MVP?
Yes.
I mean,
you thought it might be. You prefaced it with this might be boring.
But I was being falsely modest. I want to parade
it
for my
kind of
for
is
the
boring.
Depth of my knowledge. You aren't impressed by what I just did there, Hanson.
No, because I mean, I you know what? It's one of those things, Dave. I bet 15 years ago that was more impressive than it is now because Wikipedia didn't exist, and so now people could just, if they want that information, they could just
like, I'd make a case that it's more impressive now because those people just look it up. Right.
But it was useful then. Now it's not only not impressive, it's not even useful.
Hurts my feelings is what that does. Hey, you mentioned, or
just
Helly mentioned Starbucks. And
wasn't it nice having Dan Helly here?
It was, but
he
it was too brief.
He's one of the best people in the whole world.
All right, well, then you should have shown up on time.
I tried.
Hey, he mentioned Starbucks, and I wanted to update you on something. I have had a passionate love affair with chai tea latte. I discovered it on Friday. This is how fast the love affair went.
On Friday?
I'd never had a chai tea latte.
Have you had a child with it yet?
No. I don't think it's even going to get to that point. Because have you ever had one of these?
I've had one of them. They're fine.
Oh, not fun. Oh, they're extraordinary. So delicious. Spicy. And I've recently, in the last 6-8 weeks, have taken to a nice afternoon tea. You know, I like to have a tea. Like your
really,
people.
You're really aging.
I know.
But carry on.
I know. So I thought, wow, this chai tea latte is taking it to a whole new level. I'm going to have one of these every day, if you please. And then I discovered on Monday morning that apparently the calorie count is quite high on this.
Really?
I just assumed it was a tea. Why would it be bad for you, MVP?
Because it's a chai tea latte, and it's so sugary. When you taste that,
it's
couldn't you taste the sugar?
Sugary and milky.
And milky. It's frothy sometimes. Yeah. That's running about 200, 300 calories, Eddie.
Eddie will know.
Well, my recommendation was to get the skinny option. If you go, if you say skinny, they give you the sugar free syrup, and
no.
You get skim milk, and that'll help you out a bit.
Eddie Spaghetti, we wanted to talk with you about your take on pizza.
You said that you liked to order from the pizza chains because of the other options, and I said that's fine. I'm all for that, but I said it does not compare to a regular slice of pizza. And then I took to Twitter to defend the New York slice, and a lot of people, including like Sully, who are like, oh, well, like a certain chain tastes, you know, just as good. And I, you know, that was a whole big argument.
Do you – I mean, I think it's hard to really debate that a New York slice, but what did you think of the scandal that broke over the weekend about Brooklyn Barbecue? Did you see that?
I did see a picture of, like, one small piece of beef.
People from New York, here's the problem. Things do happen outside of New York City, and people from New York have a hard time acknowledging that there's any value in those things.
Right.
Well, I think what the Brooklyn Barbecue place is smart because they give you a tiny little – like option, like they'll put it on social media, people go crazy for it, they'll charge a premium price for it, and they'll build a line outside, and then it's like it becomes this craze that everyone has to go to this neighborhood in Brooklyn to get the barbecue there. So they're smart. Now it's a national story. So they fooled all
it's
of us.
Not a national it's not a national story that's being celebrated. It's like, look at this.
No such thing as
this
bad advertising.
Right.
Yeah. I think there is in this case.
People, they'll show up. they'll be like, oh, it's good. That's why you don't get a lot. That's exactly what it'll be. New Yorkers will spin it and say, like, Texas barbecue doesn't taste as good. That's why they give you a lot more. I guarantee that's what people say.
I feel like this is a, yeah, of course that's true kind of argument. You are right on that. The other debate, though, that we could go into at another time is the merits of Chicago pizza.
No.
That one's, it's good. It's a fun novelty to go and experience, but you can't eat it.
Yeah, you don't need two of them.
Handsome, let's talk a little bit of football. Oh, we have okay. Marquette King coming up in just a few minutes here, by the way. The punter slash
is he ready for the weather in here? Can we talk about this quickly?
Yeah.
They could hold the next Winter Olympics in this room.
I think it's
it is very, very cold in here.
It represses the dew. Why are you wearing a ski vest?
Because it was cold in my office, and it's about 20 degrees colder in here.
The red tomato. Did you see the tomato, the flying tomato?
Tomato?
It's quite keen on him, flying around on his board.
You mean tomato?
In the tomato, the chap on his own is the ski board. Like surfing, quite like surfing, although not on the surf, instead on the snow. Mum, you
done?
Yeah. No, I don't know.
I mean, I'm not sure where that came from. But this room is like when you walk into the supermarket, you go down the aisle with the cold stuff in, and it's colder. It's cold in here. That's what I'm trying to say.
What's with that Zed jazz? I don't like that. That one's offensive. That seems like the people of England are trying to be.
But it's very final. Like, if you go through the alphabet, Z. Every letter leads to another one. Z sounds like, and right. Then what was next? Zed, the end.
Well, at least I like Z on this
point.
Count. Yeah, I do. And the thing I like about, I feel bad for, I should say, all the alphabet letters that were you to spell each alphabet letter.
Right.
I feel bad for the alphabet letters that, when you spell them, wouldn't start with themselves.
Yes.
Imagine it. Yeah.
H starts with an A.
It's got to be weird for your ego, for your self-esteem. You know, like A, like you almost don't even need another letter.
Or the ones that don't sound like the sound that they make.
Like which one do you think,
well,
based on appearance,
the
sound
of H again is H.
Yeah.
But it's called H.
I see
what I mean?
Yeah. Like an F, yeah, that's like F, though, you
F
spell.
F is perfect, F.
F you spell, like A, B, C, you could spell the letter C without ever using a C.
Right.
You might not even need the letter C to spell C. What's that tell you?
Yep.
You know? F starts with an E.
Yeah, but at least the sound of F is F, and that's at the end of F.
Yeah. But, I mean, imagine, you must, you know, you must really, it must be a little.
L, that starts with an E.
Yeah, yeah. W.
Forget
double U.
U.
Do you know that that's what that is?
Yeah.
You know
it's
that's
two
a
U's
double
stuck
U.
Together.
Double U. Did you know that before, Spaghetti, or is this a revelation to you?
No, I knew that.
You did know
yeah.
about that.
No, he didn't.
MVP?
No way.
Yeah, I was aware.
You knew U and double U. Does
yep.
that make you in
well,
some
no,
way.
Thank you.
And by the way, though, if you're going to play, you know. Shouldn't V be angry about that? Because
in French, it's double V.
Double V, double V.
No way.
It makes
correct.
More sense.
And that
and
is
same
correct.
With Z, which is French.
Right.
She knows French?
Oui.
Bien sûr.
Exactement.
Wait a second. That makes, why are we doing this? The Z jazz, forget it. As usual, the English have failed. But
I would just claim that for the French.
But the French, though, now they might be onto something. Maybe we need.
They're definitely onto something.
Double V.
W is made from two Vs. It's not made from two Us.
W, X, Y. Yeah, Y. I'm like, how do you spell the letter Y?
W-H-Y.
I don't know. Anyway, listen,
it's been proven.
We've stumbled into a fascinating area here.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm sure there are still people listening at this point.
Well, we have Marquette King coming up. Is there anything else you want to kibitz about before we jump to him?
Did we talk about the NFL yet?
We didn't. No. Well, we did talk about Ed Hockley.
Yep.
And an NFL
anything
game.
Else? Anything you're excited about? Who, if David?
Well, Le'Veon Bell. Let's have a real football conversation.
Let's do it.
Le'Veon Bell.
I'm ready for this.
What do you think, Handsome?
I think Le'Veon Bell is going to re-sign with the Pittsburgh Steelers on a long-term deal.
You think he is retained?
I think by the time next – when does it start free agency? Next Tuesday?
Monday, I think.
Monday. By the time – yeah, that's the legal tampering period. I think by the time that comes around, there will be a long-term deal in place.
Well, it seems clear that both sides want that, but of course you can say one thing and
right.
and act another way. And I think the Steelers, it pie in the sky, let's be brutally honest. I'm sure that the Steelers, given a choice, would like to retain 26, the best running back in the game,
of course,
for the 2018 season, based on the way they're approaching it overall, which is this is it.
We know we got Ben this year, but after that, who knows?
We don't know. He's going to be 37. We have Antonio Brown in his prime. We've held on once
That's
again.
That's a smart thing to do. Right. The question is, though,
Mike Munchak is, I mean, based on the buzz this offseason, I think you can make a case Mike Munchak may be gone. He's been a critical, if underrated, piece for the Steelers over the last few years in fixing that offensive line. You don't know what's going to be. You have you're ready to go for 2018 as presently assembled. Save. They've got to figure out what they're going to do to replace Shazier. Mike Mitchell's a question mark. But this is about as complete a roster as you could have if they keep 26. After that, though, I mean, 400 touches in 2017, you figure they're going to pound them real good again in 2018. How much value is he going to have at 26, 27?
That's why he's going to want a long-term deal, because he knows they're going to work him into the ground.
Can they win if they say, let's let him go, let's get the best running back available in the first round or in free agency, and spend that money on defense or on other places around the field? Are they better? Do they maintain where you sort of perceive them to be in the here and now, or are they dropping off a little bit as a Super Bowl contender?
I think they probably drop off a little bit, but I think a rookie running back would make sense for them. The problem for Bell is, and the problem for all running backs in his situation is, you can be him, and let's say he's one of the three best running backs in the league right now, which I think is probably a fair point. There's not a whole lot of money in the market for you. I think he's going to go. If he did go into free agency, I think he would discover that, yeah, I could go and I might get X percent more in Tampa or somewhere else that's willing to pay me, you know, a bit more money. But ultimately, I'm going to a worse situation.
Isn't that the wild?
And
part?
I'm still going to get run into the ground.
I completely agree with everything you just said.
Thanks.
I think, though, my fear is, because we've seen it too many times, somebody will do something dumb and overpay, dumb for that franchise, right, but then also injuring the Steelers in the short term by taking away the best running back in the game in the short term. Well, right, but I mean that's the calculation. Are the Jets or somebody like that who's got deep? Are the Browns gonna overspend to get 26 and do the double whammy of taking from the Steelers and adding to yourselves in the same division? Spaghetti, how say you?
Well, you hit on I think the draft is so deep. I think the running backs from last year's class ended up being very good, but I think this year has more hype going into it. So a lot of teams are kind of like, well, why are we going to throw out this X amount of money for a player who has a ton of carries on him already, when you can get a fresh new running back coming to the draft? So I think he'll end up with the Steelers. I think the franchise tag is a good sign, but I'm with Hank. Like, if he hit the open market, it's not like, the Jets want to reunite him with Kirk Cousins, but I don't know how many teams are going to want to throw a bunch of money at a guy that...
Well, there are a couple teams that have the kind of loot that if they want to make a splash, you can do it.
But I just feel like teams are getting smarter, and just the running back position is so devalued.
It'd be horrible to grow up and be a running back, because you're not going to get – your career is going to be much shorter, and you're not going to get the value that
from
being a linebacker or whatever equivalent position you might be playing.
Yes. The position's relevance, though, has gone back up in the last two seasons.
I agree with you on that.
But I think the shelf life has gone down because if you really grind the guy in today's NFL, they're not going to be Frank Gore. Frank Gore is the exception that proves
it. You do not get three contracts at that top level.
Right. MVP, your favorite Steeler of all. How concerned are you? Your concern level about losing him?
About a six, yellow six.
Yellow six. Yeah. Yellow six. So you have a little bit of concern.
Yeah, but I think they're going to get a long-term deal done.
I mean, he wants to stay there, but then he also keeps saying he'll retire or sit the whole season out and so on and so forth. Certainly would do great damage to the Steelers' Super Bowl hopes. The one that intrigues me is the Browns, except for Barkley. If Barkley hadn't shown up the way he just did in the draft, I bet you that would be the buzz right now, is that Cleveland's going to go after him real hard.
I could see the Bucks doing it.
Yeah.
I can see the Bucks throwing a lot of money at him.
Yeah.
It's a kind of Bucksy thing to do, and then he would just fade into Tampa.
Then he would, yes. And don't get seduced by that money, Lev Bell. Don't get seduced there. It's not going to be the same. Right. You're not going to have that offensive line for you. You're not going to have the distraction 84.
Going to be wearing alarm clock numbers on your front.
That's the main reason. You know, no one with any dignity should go down there until they change those uniforms. All right. Is that enough MVP? Should we get to Marquette King now?
Yeah, I think we can get to Marquette.
Will you call him up? Or we'll give the show a little grade to this point.
I'm going to go with a B+.
B+.
Yep.
Oh, I'm surprised by that because I felt like there were several stretches in the last half hour where you were frowning.
No, she was just staring at Dan Helly.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Gotcha. Spaghetti?
I'd like to give it
also
know, to,
staring at
no
Dan Helly.
To be determined because we you know Marquette King if it goes really well it could push this show up very very high but I don't want to be too easy on it because I think last episode was an all timer so I'm kind of like I mean I'm setting the bar a little bit lower for you know because of how
so
good last
give us a grade.
I'd say it's a B. It's a B with the potential to be a B+ with Marquette King. That's what I'm going to go with.
I think he meant C+.
What didn't work? What didn't work?
Everything worked. It was I like I'm not a big interview person. I like when it's just like the gang hanging out, you know? I think sometimes interviews can go awry, but I think Marquette King is a very good personality.
That's a good way
it's
to
just
live.
Contrary
so
to the
so right now it's a B, but it's going to get worse.
No, I said Marquette King will bring it up.
I know, but then you said
it was a I'm allowed to say I like issue you issued. Yeah.
I'm allowed to say I like the show with you and you know and Money's here. Or we had Helly today, or we have you know Maurice. I like the show.
Do you want Helly to come back?
I think yeah, I like him to come back a lot.
that definitely wasn't a dead set.
MVP, your vote. You break the tie. I'm a hard no.
I'm a yes then.
I'm a definite yes.
Are you?
I love that guy.
And then also joining us behind the glass is Reagan. She's never been here, but she wanted to check the show out. Reagan, how did you feel about the half hour you just experienced there?
Yeah, I liked it.
You like? Well, I mean, what didn't you like? Let's start there.
You trying to name all of the names.
That was dumb. That was dumb.
That bored you.
She's got a really good point there.
Yeah, that was. That brought the whole thing down. It was fun when it was a competition.
Yeah, it
when it
slowed.
Turned into you showing off, I even switched off.
I might pick it back up just based on that challenge.
Phil Sims, Doug Williams. That's where we left off.
Joe Montana. Joe Montana throws it to John Taylor in 23. 24 is Montana again, yes. Because that's when he whips the Broncos in New Orleans.
55-10.
55-10. 25 is – trying to think of
– Otis Anderson.
It was
I'll help
Otis
you out
Anderson.
There, Dave.
That was
Give
good. I was
hand.
Just thinking, like, it wasn't Jeff Hostetler, so
no,
he got it there.
No, wasn't the Hoss.
No, 26. Who played in that one? The year after the Bill – oh, the Bills played in it, obviously. Yeah. The Bills then played Mark Rippins, played Mark 26 as they lose there. And then it goes Aikman, right? He gets it. And then it goes, oh, no, yes.
Aikman, Emmett. wait, did we just start the thing that I said was boring again?
I hope people stick around for Marquette King.
Right. Oh, yeah, good point.
I don't understand.
A future Super Bowl MVP.
Why are we proud of what we don't know? Shouldn't we be proud of Dave and throw him a parade for his ability to play?
We did
game?
Throw you a parade, and you complained about it afterwards.
All right, let's move on. Go go listen to the Mike Daniels and the Handsome Story, Mo Damashek. Thanks to
– Mo Damashek, by the way, just to pull the curtain back, I wasn't here when your mother was in the room. You'd actually recorded that in advance. That was fantastic.
She's delightful.
She's a nice lady.
I wish we could have gotten
you picked a winner there.
Together with your mom. That's what we really wanted.
That's what we should have done.
That's right.
We'll get that.
And thanks to Kent Brown's mom. But all right, here we go. Let's get to the star punter of the Oakland Raiders, Marquette King.
Oh yeah, you're listening to Dave Damashek.
All right, here we go. As promised, you know, a guy who really a trailblazer because he made people who like football realize, you know what, punters can be funny people. You know what? That's a funny thing for people to recognize after all these years. It's number 7 from the Oakland Raiders, Marquette King.
The King is here.
What's happening, man? I'd say the King is what people focus on with you, but to me, it's the first name that stands out, Marquette. What kind of first name is that?
It's French.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it means landowner.
Is that true?
I really got that board to go look it up.
Marquette. I like it very much. Have you ever heard of it as a first name?
Marquette University, my school.
That's the only one I know, yeah.
I know. I think they got the name for me.
This interview will pick up steam as we go. Just don't be concerned. First question beyond that one is, do you lift?
Oh, of course.
You guys can tell by
Are
looking
you
at
kidding
you.
Me?
Yeah, yeah. Got the guns out. Is that for Ed Hockley in his retirement?
I know, man. Dang. I love having conversations with him, man. Cause like,
what do you talk about for real? Cause you see I think the most noteworthy example is in the divisional round, the referee was yapping with the Patriots down there, having a laugh with them. So that's okay. you guys go back and forth throughout the game.
Well, it depends on you gotta feel the vibe from the coach. If the coach wants you to be all serious right then, you look this way because you can't see where the eyes are. So I just look this way and I look at Ed like this. I'd be like, Ed, what you did for triceps the other day? Yeah. That's the only way I can talk to him. I act like I'm looking this way and I just look that way in my eyes and just talk.
Does he respond to you? He's like, yeah, I went free weights. I did I did three sets of,
I always tell him to send the workouts, man, but he keep postponing it.
He's not going to share. Well, listen, I guess, you know, it's a carefully guarded secret. Yeah. What should we talk about? Yes. Yeah, so the emergence of punters being funny is intriguing to me. Did you grow up? You're probably too young. I'm fascinated by it. I was yapping when I heard you were coming around here. And I said, isn't it funny that why is it that I reeled off Coleman. I can't think of his first name from the Vikings. Greg Coleman. I'm sorry. Yes. Greg Coleman, then Reggie Roby and you. And I said, I can really not summon any other black guys that have ever been punters in the NFL. Why is that?
I don't know. I think it's – well, I went to all black college.
Then I found out – so then I looked it up and I was like, oh, well, I guess no reason I can't think of it is because there have only been five guys in history?
Yeah, I think I used to get joked on a lot about punting the ball. They're like, oh, you don't do nothing. You're not an athlete. And I think that kind of demoralizes a lot of kids that want to play other positions or wants to punt the ball. And they're like, I don't want to get joked on, so I'm going to just play a regular position. And as you get older, I mean, some people catch on early, but you can't worry about what other people
think. That's absolutely right. And, you know, Shaquille O'Neal, he was shamed out of ever trying, even though he couldn't make his free throws. People said, well, if you just do them underhand, you'll start making them. And he said, well, I can't take the ribbing. He didn't want to deal with being made fun of. That's why he didn't do it. That's crazy, right?
Yeah, I just stopped caring about what people thought and just did it.
Did you grow up – are you too young to remember Reggie Roby?
Reggie Roby. I never seen him play. I didn't know who he was until I got to the league.
He had two things that stood out about him. Where one, he always had a wristwatch on when he played.
I heard.
Have you ever thought about that? What fashion statement Marquette King can make going forward?
I don't think I would walk out with a Rolex on, but
maybe a cape.
I walk out with a cape. I walk out with AirPods on or something.
Ooh,
could man?
Yeah, like a but I'm not talking like a Superman cape. I mean like a royal purple cape or something. You know,
I'm down to do
king,
it.
You know,
I'm down to do it. I have to just take it off before we snap the ball.
That's it. That's right. The guy. What do they call him? The guy who is the step back from the line of scrimmage who calls the signals on the punt. He could be your Jerome. He comes up to you just before and he removes the cape from you so that you can handle your business.
Let's make sure we got some more time on that play clock and we'll be good.
I want to do this, though. This is, you know, it's fun to joke around, but this is a serious thing. Oh, the other thing that Reggie Roby used to do that was crazy, though, by the way, was he would keep his one foot on the ground. He didn't jump. Like, he would be flat-footed when he was kicking the – when he was punting the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Reggie Roby's a lot more solid than me. I'm probably about $1.95.
He was a big dude.
I got to get some ups in my up.
Here's what I want you to do. And I talked to Johnny Hecker about this, and he gave me a bunch of lip service. And as you can see by the sign on the wall there, the one rule we have here is no jive. So I'll thank you in advance not to jive me today. I would like, first, what are your thoughts on, in the 80s, amidst orange golf balls, there were some weird things that were happening in sports. None weirder in my book than barefoot kickers and punters. What went on back then?
I don't know what they had going on back in the day. I know I ain't finna punt no ball with no shoe on. I seen somebody do it before, and their feet started looking like one
of them. Got bad.
One of them, what you call it, you get out the pizza hut machine with the string and the foot on it, and you just throw it in the sticks.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
It started looking weird. So.
Yeah, well, but what about, could you do it in one preseason game? Will you do it for one, just one try? Because you'll get a lot, of attention for it. Trust me, this will go well if you do it.
So would I do it in a preseason game?
Yes.
I can't. I mean, we got a new coaching staff. I ain't trying to play no games right now.
Oh, It was easy to say a few minutes ago that you can't be shamed out of doing so. We're talking about Shaq and everything else and punting in general.
No,
but now it's a bridge too far for you.
No, I couldn't. I mean, I don't think I hit a good punt because I already think about my foot hurting before I even kick the ball. So there you go right there. That's
all right. If you don't want to do it, but I'm telling you, you'd get a lot of attention for this. And I bet you'd even end up getting a shoe advertisement out of it. People would be like, look how bad he is without our shoe on. Thank goodness he has Nike or blank, you know, whoever your shoe guy is.
Man.
No?
Oh, no.
All right. Listen, I'm trying to help you, but if you're not interested
maybe next season.
Okay. Well, we'll put a pin in that, as they say. Speaking of next season, what are your thoughts about Oakland versus Vegas? I'm sure you've answered this a million times. Now I answered a million at first.
Oakland versus Vegas. You talking about?
The city, the lifestyle, what are you anticipating in that move?
The Bay Area's got more water. Vegas got more desert.
You're factually accurate. I'll give you that much.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just excited to be in the Bay right now. It's a real nice area, man. I'm loving it. But Vegas, closer to Arizona, closer to home, so.
What have you seen John Gruden around the facility, or have you been made yourself scarce of late?
No, I've seen a bunch of Chucky stuff, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you've not glad-handed with the new coach yet?
No, for me to get closer to him, I just watch a bunch of old Monday Night Football games and try to get to know more about him.
Did you enjoy his work in the broadcast booth?
He's funny.
Like him? Would you let him know? Would you be like, yeah, that was, you know, good thing you got out of that because it really wasn't your bag anyway. You know?
If he was bad at it, I probably would have said something, but I would have had to say it in a friendly way.
I got you. You're a man of style. That much is clear. Do you put the Raiders at number one in uniforms?
Oh, of course. The colors are simple. I'm a simple guy.
They are nice. I mean, yeah. They're spare,
super
sleek.
Super simple, man. Silver and black is sexy, man.
If you were to ever part ways with the Raiders for whatever reason, is there a uniform too ugly for you to ever wear to consider going there as a free agent?
Purple.
Can't go purple. Really? So the Ravens and the Vikings out of contention for you right here and now.
I don't want to wear purple, man.
It's funny. Who else told us purple, too? That was a funny one. Because to me, like – I don't want the Buccaneers or those weird digital alarm clock numbers and stuff. Like, I don't want that. That's what I don't want, I say it all the time, but the Browns, you know. The Browns, like, they have low self-esteem because they're in the NFL. There are only 32 NFL teams on the face of the earth, and they're one of them, and yet they feel like, just in case anybody isn't sure who we are, we better write the word Browns on our pants, right? That's it.
The color of the jersey gives it away, though.
Why do you think, now that we're talking about these items with the Raider guy, he is a Raider, and you know what a Raider is? It's like a pirate.
Like a pirate, yeah.
That's right. That's exactly what it is. And so that means he's out pillaging villages. You know, that's what he does for his day. Right. He does all this stuff. And yet, isn't it weird, even though he's – and we know he's no stranger to conflict, he lost an eyeball after all.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe he put a pencil in it when he was a kid or something, but more likely it was in battle somewhere, you know, wrong end of a sword. So given all these details about him, isn't it weird that he is clean-shaven? You'd think he'd be rugged and just like, whoa, I don't have time for that. I've got, villages to knock over.
I know. I've always wondered whose voice would he have.
Well –
yeah.
Maybe it could be Marquette King. Yeah, but maybe no one stepped up for it yet. Maybe you can do that because you're the only one who recognized that he lacked an actual voice.
I don't know. I have to think about it.
What would he sound like?
I think he had a voice like the guy on Mortal Kombat. You know how you say, finish him.
Yeah. Oh, like that. Yeah. So he's more scary. Yeah. He's understated,
scary.
Right?
He's gotta be scary though. He looks scary.
Finish him.
It's a bad looking image. Like the logo is just bad looking. Like it's gotta be like a violent, like deep, scary voice.
But that's kind of the point though. Really look at him. He doesn't look like you think, he's a raider. Yeah, he's got lost his eye. But then you look at him, he's kind of like happy. He's like kind of in a good mood, you know. He's clean shaven, you know. He should be like, The Viking, he seems tough too. But then you look at him closer, like he's a blonde guy with a big mustache, but he wears a braided hair. Like how tough is that? Man, you know, not really at all.
I know, man. I don't know what to say about him.
What else should we kibitz about here? Fort Valley State. You come out of there, so you had no expectation of getting drafted, or did you have some hope that at the back end of things somebody might grab you?
No, but at the same time, I had my mindset was just knowing that everything was going to work out no matter what. So I would just go in the stadium every night and just think, like, of how much I don't want a regular job. So I knew as long as I had that mindset, it was going to work out.
The weird thing, you speak about jobs. The job that is underrated, in my opinion, in terms of difficulty, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, is
the punter position.
Well, for real, yeah, because that's one of those ones. It's sort of like figure skating in the sense that people only notice it if you screw it up.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, like, if you that ball went north of the top of the stadium, and right, like, well, yeah, that's what he's supposed to do. He just can't. But if you screw one up, though, then everybody gives you the stink eye on the sideline, right?
I know. And if you miss hit one, somebody's like, hey, that's a good punt. I'm like, get out of my face, dog. So it's tough.
Is there stuff people give you the business? The special teamers on the other team tell you if you get put off a bad punt, they let you know about it?
Everybody's pretty much even keel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The thing I think that you do that's really hard is holding.
Oh, yeah.
Why? I mean, the kicker, this guy gets all the credit. He gets all the credit. And the snapper, that seems like that would be hard. And then what you do, catch the ball, put it in the exact spot that you need it to be, and spin it in just such a way. That seems like that's a lot of pressure when the game's on the line. Nobody has ever said, boy, got to be tough for Marquette out there holding this by – better catch this one clean or else the game could be over for the Raiders.
Man, I was supposed to go to the Pro Bowl originally for holding.
Is that true?
Yeah.
You're better at holding.
Better holder than a punter.
Is that – but given what you do, you probably don't love it, but isn't – I've often said the most exciting play in football, maybe in all of sport, is a block punt.
I don't agree, but
– You don't think it's fun?
No, because during the season – I try as hard as possible not to laugh at a punter when they miss hit a punt or when something goes wrong. Because
you try to. You don't necessarily succeed in that.
I really focus on not laughing just because it's bad karma. Like, it can happen to you the next week.
Sure. And
during the off season, though, I laugh.
You go back. You like to laugh at people.
You got OTAs to shank punts. You got training camp to shank punts. But then by the time all that starts up, you get serious. And when somebody misses a punt, you're like, I feel sorry, man. I hope you hit the next one better.
It is funny that it seems like kickers in general have gotten the message, Seabass notwithstanding, mm-hmm. that like, hey, we're still wearing a uniform and we're still professional athletes. We should get in shape here. True? I mean, listen. When I was growing up, there were a lot of heavy-set kickers in the league. Not as many as there are today. Men of a certain carriage now seem to vibe more towards your position of punter. There's your predecessor, Shane Leckler, mm-hmm. He's on my all potbelly team. You know, there are guys in the league who are able to succeed, and really they should be getting more pats on the back from guys who look like me for succeeding. Like, I mean, let's just say who they are. I got a pot. I'm not – look, I got a little bit of a belly.
Okay,
so what?
Okay.
I'm not a professional athlete. I don't know. So what if I have a belly? That's my business.
You're an athlete. You keep your balance sitting down, right?
Maybe you're right. I'm not – listen, if you want to play – want to play some ball, we can play ball. But that's not what I'm here to talk about. All pot belly team, Mike Tolbert,
mm-hmm.
right? Who's on yours?
All pot belly. I don't know.
Seabass.
Well, he do a lot of tricep, bicep, and shoulders.
Does he?
Yeah, so sometimes when he wear bigger shirts, it looks, you know.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, and plus, yeah.
Roethlisberger?
Roethlisberger, yeah, he done had a couple of brews.
Yeah, he got a So what about, so what was it like for real? I'm sure you're going to talk about this with the more serious people on Total Access mm-hmm. here at the NFL. But what was it like, though, for real? At what point did you recognize, man, we're just not that good this year? Of all the teams, I think the Giants maybe might also take that title that nobody would want to have, most disappointing, based on the way people saw it coming in. You know, a lot of people, the stories you know was, oh, if Derek Carr hadn't gotten hurt, that team maybe goes to the Super Bowl. So the expectations were awfully high coming into 2017. At what point did you sort of think, ooh, I don't think this is going to work out this year?
I don't really think about football much, just because I'm around it so much. So like,
huh.
And plus, I do whatever that keeps me happy. So, like, let's say, for instance, we're playing in a game. I don't really pay attention to the game. I look more at the Jumbotron.
Is that true?
I do. I like watching the little sausage heads run around the field and stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
are you good at picking out which one's going to win?
I'm real good. I like the hat game because it moves around so much. And then I know exactly where the ball at.
You don't think that they cheat that? I do. I watch the ball game, and I think sometimes maybe they move that thing.
Nah, it's been under the – like, all they do is pick the head up and put the other one on top and, like, move it around, but – I don't know.
They should have you do that. That would be a fun thing, like mid-third quarter, like, now let's get it down to the Raiders sideline where Marquette King's standing by to play the shell game.
No.
You just put one in a hand, like, which one's in my hand, stadium? Like, that would be more engaging for the fans there.
I know.
I love that. What else do you like to do?
I like to laugh at people in the stands.
Laugh at people in the stands.
Because, I mean, it's all about whatever you do to keep you happy at that time. For those three
Anybody
hours.
Ever?
For a 60-minute game. You got 3 hours.
Yeah. And hopefully, if things go well for your team, you're not going to be needed.
Exactly. So, for a punt play, it might last 5 seconds. So, if I punt one ball, all right, that's 5 seconds. And I got three hours minus 5 minutes. So, I got a long time to think and not do nothing the whole time.
You ever eat?
I wish.
You never have a bite to eat during the game.
I ain't got nobody to throw nothing to me on the field.
Which is, that's what you got to do. You got to task one of those people. See, if you aren't laughing at them, maybe you could get them to do your bidding. Hey, you know what I could use is a nachos with some sour cream, if you please.
I know.
What's your favorite kind of, like, what do you do in your free time then?
In my free time? What do I do in my free time? I like to drink wine.
Mm.
I like to go to the movies with the recliner chairs.
Oh, I like that. What's your favorite kind of wine? Where do you come down on rosé? Emma VP and I behind the glass there. We both like to drink rosé any time of the year.
Oh, that's headache water. I like red wine. I like Cabernet.
I like a Cabernet too.
Cabernet.
You say it the classy way.
Yes,
I like that.
I mean, why they put all them extra letters in there if you ain't going to say them?
Amen. That's right.
Oh, that was real stupid. Can't agree.
I want to make you feel comfortable. You understand? I gotta play ball a little bit. What did you think of the Academy Awards? Did you agree with the decision there?
I don't watch TV.
What?
I mean, if
But you watch the movies.
If I watch TV, I'm watching cartoons. But I watch a handful of movies.
What's your favorite cartoon?
SpongeBob. I like SpongeBob, but also like Cartoon Network too. So they play some real good cartoons. Amazing World of Gumball.
I know.
Clarence.
So you're a little more advanced than my house is. We got a lot of Paw Patrol going right now. The dogs.
When I'm trying to take a nap, Paw Patrol is one of my shows.
Well, it is. You know, it's a very weird town. You know, the dogs are in charge of the town, and this Ryder kid. You know what his business is? Like he's like Aquaman, in that he you understand what he's doing. He uses them as his labor force, and then he gets all the credit. Ryder's like, hey, dogs, we got whatever emergency we got going on here. Go save them. And he lets them drive cars and stuff like that?
It's crazy. It's an interesting cartoon. I don't always watch it with the volume on. Sometimes I mute the TV. I cut on a song that I want to hear, and then I make it look like a music video for the cartoon.
I'm going to try that in my house, see how the kids like that one.
Oh, man, depend on what song you play now. Don't get booed.
What's a good song to play alongside Paw Patrol? I got to try this.
Man, go download that Marquette King Dance, 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 Dance. iTunes, Spotify.
Done and done. By the way, I've noticed that you just said Marquette.
It depends on how I feel at the time.
So it doesn't matter. You're not precious in either way. Marquette has more style to it.
Where do French fries come from?
Now I feel like that's a trick question.
No, what are they made from?
Potato.
Okay.
What do you want me to say? Potato?
Oh, there's some people. Okay, there we go right there.
What am I? What am I, some pretentious European guy? What do you mean? What, all of a sudden?
It depends on the person.
Over the last 20 minutes, have I given you any indication that I would be a potato guy?
Nah.
Potato!
If you had a northern accent, I'd believe it.
Do one more thing here. I don't know if you've noticed. Being a pro athlete, you've achieved a certain level of celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
But that's fleeting. You know, I hate to be the one to break it to you. That may be fleeting. Mm-hmm. How you become a legend for all of time, mm-hmm. in the 21st century at least, is you become a GIF. You have to become a GIF. Like, mm-hmm. that's how people will use you when the situation or the emotion that is needed at that moment can be represented in GIF form. Do into the camera. I want you to do – let's see if we can turn Marquette King into a GIF.
Oh,
this is one. I just said something ingenious. And you're just agreeing with me. That one's pretty good. I like that. I think we can't do much better than that. You have another one you want to try? Let's do I am really excited about how this is going. It didn't work out.
Let me see.
Here we go. Ready? Marquette King acting now. All right, I think we've done a lot of good work here today. How about how do you feel about it, Marquette?
I feel great, man.
Anything you want to ask me? Anything you need to know about me, you know, while we're here? I don't know when we're going to, you know, sit back down together.
What's 2 + 2?
I don't know. I didn't do well in math class. I didn't pay attention to that. I was thinking about football. Oh, no. See, that was a callback to you saying you don't think about football. And then
I know.
Oh, you got that. Okay, good.
I don't think about it much. I think about it all season, though, because I start missing. Like, I'm missing it now.
Look at you. You have 328,000 Instagram followers over 171 on Twitter. Should I be switching to Instagram? Is that the thing to do?
You know what? Twitter's more all talk. Like, I get tired of Twitter.
You're a more visual person.
Yeah, I like seeing stuff. I mean, if you could choose to be blonde or deaf, what would you be?
Blonde or what?
Blind.
Or deaf. I see. I like to expand that same question by saying, if you had to have one of your five senses taken away, which one would it be? I definitely would rather be blind. I'd rather be deaf, I should say, than blind. I'd need to see.
I want to taste.
Taste.
I want to be able to touch.
Yes.
Smell.
Okay. So now you're down to where you started out here.
I don't care about hearing. I'd rather see. I'm more of a visual.
So hearing is the one you make music and you're ready to – and you're, I mean, that's can, the sense you're going to give up.
I can let that go because you can't punt if you can't see. I still have a stable job.
All right, one more, and then you got it. Well, that's true. In fact, that would be beneficial to you because then people could boo you and it would be like, I don't even know what you're –
I think they cheer.
Hey, joke's on you. Yeah, joke's on – I don't even hear what you're saying. So your boos are lost on me. I like that. That's a good – actually, for someone who's a head case, like if you're a pitcher in baseball and like you don't like getting booed, like, well, that removes that problem if you don't have the gift of hearing.
I know.
All right. Marquette King, it's a pleasure. Number 7, I commend you on your number, too,
thank
by
you.
The way. That's a good number for any position. That's the best number to wear in any
Reggie,
sport.
Tell Reggie McKenzie thank you because he changed the number.
You know what that is? It's an arrow. It's pointed upwards. It's aspirational.
Mm.
If you think about it, it's like an arrow going up. Like your punts. All right, and your star power, too. Marquette King, everybody. Thanks to number 7 there, the Oakland Raiders, Dan Helley, Kent Brown's mom, Handsome Hank. Will Kibitz with you later in the week. In the meantime, thanks so much, everyone. It's been a thin slice of heaven.